So we meet on the very last day of 2023, and it's the 31st of December, and to find the 31st of December as the last day of the year is a very rare thing. The last was in 2017, and the next will be in 2028. So as we look back at 2023, what are you thankful for? Maybe just take a moment and reflect what you're thankful for the year that's just passed. And as we look forward to 2024, what can we be thankful for in advance? Maybe think and just reflect on that for a moment. So as we stand on the brink of a new year, what foundations will we need to stand on to survive both the crises and celebrations that are likely to come our way? I believe Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, recorded in chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, will help us cope with all that life may throw at us. And I'm going to read those verses to us now. The paragraph is headed "A Prayer for the Ephesians," and Paul says these words: "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his work that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Here in this passage we find Paul kneeling before God. Now, whether that was literally or metaphorically, I don't know. But the important thing is to be before God and recognise that the name we bear, that of Christian, is a reflection of his name. Paul is modelling a lifestyle for the Ephesians, one which acknowledges who God really is, and that can also be for us today. Paul here prays that they may be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit from his glorious riches in their inner being. This is not some warm, fuzzy feeling, like the old Readybrick advert, but a transforming receipt of power from God. It's a power that can and has and will continue to change the world in which we live. But to do what? Paul continues and says, "so that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith." Paul says of faith in an earlier verse, "in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." If we want to not only survive, but thrive in 2024, we need our faith to be strong and resilient. It needs to be grounded firmly in Christ. And as the song says, in Christ alone. We need to be anchored to the rock which cannot move if we are to survive the year ahead. This is a quote from a concordance I read about faith. It says, "Faith opens the door of the soul to receive Christ. Faith admits him and submits to him." Again, if we want to grow in 2024, we need our faith to let us submit to Christ. God does not require us to submit because he's a tyrant, but because he's a loving father, and he knows what is best for us. the blessings and peace that we gain from humbly surrendering and submitting ourselves to him daily are of grace that nothing in this world can compare to. These verses, you might think, are really heavy theology for the last day of this year. But it's vital if we want to grow in 2024, we need to stand in faith on Christ. However, that's the very last thing the world wants us to do. That short clip has been edited by a book by Charlie Mackesy, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse, which was released this time last Christmas, and it contains a series of cartoon imageries and some wonderful words which make us think. The world wants us as individuals and as a community to feel as if we have nothing important to say, or that asking for help is nothing more than reinforcing a sense of failure. It's false and utterly wrong. We have the most important message to share with the world. Christ was born as a baby at Christmas to save the world. Is there any better news? We need to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in 2024 and understand that this strength comes from God's inexhaustible riches, which are never ending. You may have noticed in this passage that Paul prays for two things. The first we've briefly looked at, the power to receive faith. And the second, the power to understand the love of God. I was going to reread those verses, which is from verse 17 to 19. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I might ask you the question, who wants to be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God? I guess we all do. But firstly, we need to understand the scope of the love of God. If you want to try and get a handle on God's love, go home, or maybe go outside tonight. Get an old blanket and lay on the grass and look up at the night sky. Look at the cosmos, the stars, the moons and the planets. Try to grasp the scale of its width, its length, its height and its depth. Imagine the parts you cannot see and the parts beyond that. And you might just have an inkling of the scale of God's love. It's beyond our ability to comprehend, as the Bible says, it's a love that surpasses all knowledge. I think a major clue about how we can grasp the love of God is contained in verse 18, where it says, together with all the saints. It's a joint understanding. It is something we journey towards together. It's like watching a glorious sunset. On our own, it's amazing. But when we watch it with someone else, it becomes so much more. You know, as we begin to paddle on the edges of God's love, his fullness will dwell in us. As John puts it in chapter 1 and verse 16, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received blessing after blessing. You know, the extent to which we are filled with the fullness of God is dependent on our understanding of God's love. Because once we grasp even a fraction of God's love, we can begin to see his grace in all he provides and are able to understand all he has given. And the more places in which we see God as having given, then the more we can appreciate his love, and eventually we grow to understand how his fullness can fill us. That's quite a complicated paragraph. But it means we need to see God in everything. And the more we see God in everything, we recognise his grace, we recognise his presence. we begin to understand the scope of his love. And his fullness gradually fills us. We're going to take the opportunity now just to watch a second short clip from that TV programme. As you can have seen, is the very end of that film and draws together the theme of love, where despite God knowing all about us, he loves us all the more. Did you notice the horse pointing the others to look at the stars in the night sky? It's a scene of wonder and a reflection of the scale of the love God has for us. As a church community, we need to grasp firmly to the reality of God's love, which has, through his death, released us from all the negatives we hold on to so dearly. Let us be a band of disciples where love has banished all the things that hold us back and drag us down. Remember, Christ gave his life to set us free. So surely we can let those things go, leave them in 2023 and walk into the sunny uplands of 2024. This passage ends with some very familiar words, and the Message version puts it like this: God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working in us, his Spirit deeply and gently working within us. You know, these words are often used at the end of a service to inspire and ensure us. And I'm sure I never quite grasped the reality of its message. We tend to focus, don't we, on the middle words. Who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine? We try to imagine things and we think are utterly impossible, and then wonder if that's the sort of thing God might do. Then feel guilty we might be testing God, so we put it to the back of our minds and wander off and think about something else. What we do is miss the latter part of verse 20, which says, according to his power that is at work within us. Who thinks God's power is at work in them? Maybe we often see him working in other people's lives, but in our own, maybe not so much. If we want to grow and mature in 2020, we need a seedbed change where we can see God at work and understand that he is often working in us and through us in ways we miss. If you think God is not working in you and through you, then ask somebody who knows you well, and you will be surprised by what they say. It goes back to the first clip we watched, where the fox felt he had nothing interesting to say. We need to accept that we do have a story to share, and God is at work in us, and that in itself is interesting. Equally, it's wrong when we don't take the Bible at its word. When it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that it is at work in us, we need to accept that's what God can do. He can exceed our wildest expectations because his power is limitless, whereas our imagination is limited and our willingness to ask is hampered by our own understanding of God. As we move into 2024, we need as a community and individuals to be bold in our approach to God. Perhaps we need to be more like children who seem to have no inhibitions when it comes to asking their parents for things they would like. God is far better than any parent, far more powerful, and has access to never-ending riches which he wants to share with us, if only we had the faith courageous enough to ask him. Paul in this passage reminds us to kneel before God, to pray for power, to have a heart of faith, to be rooted in love, and to be filled with the fullness of God. If we can build our lives on these foundations, then we will know the presence of God as we walk through 2024. As I end, I would like to go back to the beginning of my message and ask you to think of something you can thank God for. And as we sing together, allow the reality of worship to flood our souls and fill this place with his praise. May this church, Flint and Free, in 2024 be a place where all sense God's presence and power, and where lives are transformed through the Holy Spirit.